You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a little bit of news and information you can use. I am Matt Fidler. The North Complex West Zone that has been clouding us all with smoke for many weeks has remained within its containment lines. It is at a little over 318,000 acres and is 83% contained as of Monday morning. Fire crews continue efforts to prevent flames from jumping Highway 70 from the east side of the road, according to U.S. Forest Service. Some unexpected financial news coming from the city of Chico. Because of COVID and the shutting down of many local businesses, the Finance Committee previously told the City Council that the city projected a loss of nearly $4.5 million for a two-year overall revenue loss of $3.069 million. That estimate then went up to expecting losses of nearly $6 million in revenue by late June of this year. However, total city revenue has exceeded the budget by $5.4 million. In addition, sales tax revenue is a good barometer of how financially stable the city is, and that exceeded expectations by $1.7 million. Coupled with the CARES Act reimbursement revenue of nearly $1.4 million, the additional funds were said to really help the city. Next month is the general election, and California has gone full in for mail-in voting. If you are a resident of California and have registered to vote, you will automatically be sent a ballot. But don't wait until the last day to send that ballot back in. In fact, I would vote and put it back in the mail as soon as you can with these post office slowdowns that have been occurring. And be aware that there is a voter suppression effort out there, and it is your right as an American. So make sure you are registered and don't be fooled by those saying that mail-in voting doesn't work or is rampant with fraud. There's no evidence for that. California's top election official had this to say and was quoted in the Chico Enterprise Record. Last month, officials in Sonoma County said a photo circulating on social media showing empty vote-by-mail envelopes in a recycling bin that was being used as, quote, evidence of ballots for the November 3rd election being dumped in California, end quote. Well, this official said this is not true. Those ballots haven't even been mailed out yet. The county posted on its official Facebook page saying the photo actually showed ballot envelopes from 2018 that were properly disposed of after the election. California is letting voters track their ballots this year. In addition, people who sign up can get a text message, email, or phone call when the county receives their ballot and counts it. California says they should have confidence in our free and fair elections, which of course is the basis of our society and how we run our government. If you don't do the basic duty of a citizen of a democracy, which is, of course, voting and letting your voice count, you really can't complain if it's not being run the way you think it should. So go out and let your voice be heard, not just in national elections either, but in local ones too. Your voice actually counts much more at that level. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.